Blog Talk Radio.
State restrictions, fling victory. I'm Mike Moss. When the Northeast was under its greatest stress from coronavirus, some states required travelers from the area to quarantine. Now, those states have some level of control over the virus, and they are turning the table. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are placing a quarantine on those living in states that are in hot spots. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
So we're announcing today a joint travel advisory. People coming in from states that have a high infection rate must quarantine for 14 days, and we have a calibration for the infection rate, and any state that goes over that infection rate, that state will be subject to the quarantine.
The European Union reopens its borders next week, and it's expected to tell Americans to stay away because of the coronavirus growth in the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hopes to find an agreement to allow travel.
It's important for the United States to get Europeans the capacity to travel back to the United States. It's important, very important for the Europeans to fully reconnect with the American economy as well. I think leaders all across those two places understand the importance of this.
An appeals court is telling a judge to dismiss the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who admitted to lying to Congress and the FBI. Correspondent Evan Perez reports the court said the Justice Department request to dismiss will rule today.
What they're saying is essentially that this is the business of the Justice Department. The Justice Department is the one that has the discretion to bring charges, and they also have the discretion to say that they no longer want to have those charges go forward.
Two Justice Department officials are telling Congress they believe the department has let politics get in the way of handling cases involving associates of the president. The Dow down 595. I'm Mike Moore.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contests. After our contest on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You could win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150KKNW.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures around 74 degrees. We'll have a little bit of wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dropping down to about 58 for Thursday and for Friday. More sunshine expected. High temperatures on the rise into the upper 70s to low 80s. With mostly clear skies through the overnight, low temperatures in the high 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy and appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka.
You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritHealerJourneys.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Are you seeking greater fulfillment and the courage to live your best life? Rachel's guidance and insight will uplift your spirit, catalyze your inner wisdom, and ignite your soul's purpose in this lifetime. Enjoy engaging discussions and guided meditations to elevate your frequency and access deep peace. Be inspired to invoke radical love in your life right here, right now. Let's get started.
That's so beautiful. Mm. Rachel, isn't that beautiful?
This reminds me of why I'm here, huh?
Exactly. Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with the host of the Creative Empowerment Show, Rachel Chase. Today's show, Rachel, may I do this before we talk about what the show is?
Yeah.
I have relationships with what do you call them, publishing companies and PR people.
Sure.
And Sarah Scarlett, anytime she sends me a book, she sends me an affirmation or a prayer, whatever you want to call it. Do you mind if I read this today?
I think that would be just a lovely, beautiful, wonderful way to start. Thank you.
And by the way, she doesn't know what they are because they're sealed until pop them. Okay, so here this is. When you get into a tight place and everything goes against you till it seems as if you couldn't hold on a minute longer, never give up. Never give up then, for that's just the place and time that the tide will turn. Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Oh.
And I thought,
yeah,
if we're going to talk about how to heal your trauma and claim your sovereignty, what do you think about starting the show with that? And also, that's reflective on what we talked about last time,
totally.
I think.
Sounds like a fortune cookie for what my show is about, you know, and today too, because we're going to talk about that inner strength that is required of all of us right now, and we have it. I know it's in there. You know, I know there's a lot of maybe feelings of powerlessness going on out there and people feeling confused and not knowing what to do, you know. So what I'm always here to do is remind us that it's all inside. So I love that you shared that. Thank you. Thank you. That really just resonates so powerfully. And I just want to say hi to you today, Pat, and hi to everyone. And I know the big question is right now, hi, everyone. How are you today? How are you now? How are you in every moment, right? I mean, this is a moment-to-moment thing we're going through here. So,
yeah. It is a moment to moment, and, you know, I did a pre-record earlier this morning. Very unusual for me to do pre-records early in the morning because I usually have other, you know, usually I'm my best in the morning. And so I pile up a lot of really cool things in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was doing a show this morning, and I always prepare for my day. So I knew we were going to do this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't help absorb the energy of it.
That's so true. And in the morning, we have that fresh energy. I encourage listeners to take this creative empowerment show as a journey, through the episodes. So for those of you listening, watching right now, if you didn't get a chance to be part of that last month, because this is a monthly show, I encourage you to go back and listen to it, because we did a powerful invocation for accessing your conscious self, right? For being with that part of yourself that can be present. And we talked a lot about resilience. And today we're going to talk about healing trauma and what this idea of sovereignty is. And if we're talking about, wow, trauma, I mean, gosh, we're not going to heal all our trauma in 1 hour, in one show. But when we're deciding what to do, what do I do? How do I go about doing life? You know, we're being confronted so much here with the parts of self that didn't maybe get healed all along the way. And of course, that's showing up in our world at large. And so I think from where I sit, as a spiritual development and self-empowerment coach, the work is inside. So if we can become resilient and strong and heal those hurt parts of self, then that's how we can show up in the world and be of any good to ourselves and each other and build those bridges of compassion and understanding. So,
you know, this morning and last night, I found myself apologizing in advance. And we're going to talk about this because one of the things I want to ask you about is there is emotion. There's emotional joy and there's emotional pain. Then there's deep emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to describe the way it feels. Some people are really good at it, Rachel. Mm-hmm. But one thing that is absolutely without question, when people are experiencing deep emotional pain, they know it. I knew it in my life. And I want to ask you about that because mm-hmm. in the context of forgiveness, there is something here to know and do. Is it possible to heal deep emotional pain?
Mm, absolutely. You know, I just first want to acknowledge what you said, which was so true, that it's not easy to articulate what we're feeling. And especially when we're in a heightened state or an intense state with it, and or confused, why am I even feeling this way? Where is this coming from? You know, and you know, we don't always have to be able to describe what it is we're feeling in order to be there for it. And right now, of course, there's these levels of suffering, the collective rage and fear and confusion. There's these levels. I've been thinking of this journey that we've been going through this year of, like, at first it was this, like, layer of, you know, fear, okay? And then a layer of confusion, and then a layer of a rage, and then another layer of confusion. So to get through all these layers, it takes some real vulnerability. And compassion for what we're feeling underneath everything to really tend to that. And ultimately, all forgiveness truly is the process of releasing a resentment. And so if we're projecting our resentments on everyone else, projecting it on, you think this, so therefore you must be this XYZ person. All this sort of back and forth and against, and I'm right, no, you're right. And, you know, essentially what's going on a spiritual level is that inside ourselves, we're doing that with ourselves. Maybe we're doing that with something that happened to us, a past hurt, you know, our childhood. I personally, this week, you know, we are in this cosmic energy of the solstice, the longest days of the year. And so it's really valuable to tap into this solar energy right now for strength to heal those wounded parts. I've been going through a lot of old photos. My husband and I are going to be moving to Oregon later on in the fall this year, as I know you know, Pat. And so going through all of these things to pack and move, all my photos, right, all these past things, I haven't even looked at some of these in forever. And you know what? There was a time in my life that I didn't even realize was still such a tender, sore spot for me. And it was right around 12, 13 when we moved and our whole life was turned upside down. And I was bitter. I was bitter at that age. You know, it was like a betrayal. And we kind of dismiss those things. Yeah, but that happened so long ago. You know? Like, I was just a kid, you know. That's what
I
you
went
do.
Through the
you
same thing,
around.
Though. I totally, totally get what you're talking about. How old, can I ask how old you were?
I was 12 years old.
Yeah. It's funny you brought that up just now because I moved in the middle of high school because of my sisters were naughty. That's an understatement. But I hadn't thought about it till you just mentioned it. And I was crushed. I was in puppy love for the first love of my life. And then I had to sneak back to New York. What did that feel like for you?
Going through that, well, you know, and I feel used just talking about that. It's almost like this, you know, in that situation, that desperation, you know, betrayal, right? How could you betray me and take away everything I knew? And now I have to go around sneaking about, you know, to do what I want to do with my life. And I think that we do kind of dismiss those things as, oh, well, that's just childhood. But here we are playing out our childhood pain on each other as adults, you know. And I see it time and time again, you know, relationship issues. We're just, you know, it's like the mirror is just big time right now. And now it's like the collective relationship issue that we have going on. So what about forgiveness?
Well, you know? That is it. Yeah. What about forgiveness?
Exactly.
Because there are two parts that I want to just remind people of what you said.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There is the world of 12-step programs. Every 12-step program on the planet, it doesn't matter, Overeaters, Gambling Anonymous, they're number one across the board. All of their work is around this thing.
Yeah.
And they say resentment is the number one offender. Resentment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine millions and millions of people going through and learning how to pinpoint that? But what do you do now, Rachel?
Right.
Now I got it.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay with that childhood thing that just came up for me right there. Right.
Right.
I don't think I got a.
Yeah.
I think I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Right.
But for a lot of years, I wasn't.
Yeah.
How do we go from resentment to forgiveness? Because we're talking the micro level. Today, we're also going to talk about the macro level, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's. They're intrinsically intertwined. They are mirrors of each other, as without, so within. And collectively, on an energetic consciousness level, the collective unconscious from the Jungian perspective, or the collective consciousness from however you want to call it, we're all part of this creation process we call life, this reality that we're experiencing together. We're co-creators of it. And so as co-creators of it, and this might make somebody wince right now just hearing me say what I'm about to say, but the things that are hurting others right now and the things that hurt you in the past, you're part of that. You, and on a level of consciousness, and certainly not consciously, you wouldn't consciously, perhaps, hopefully, want to inflict hurt, right? You wouldn't be consciously doing this activity in order to hurt yourself. However, on the energetic and spiritual and heart level, we can see it from the eyes of truth, which can see this grand story played out. You know, the generations and generations of humans and collective societies and cultures and relationships and tribes. And so here we all are in this story together. And there's a powerful Native Hawaiian practice called Ho'oponopono, which you may have heard of. Probably someone else has talked about this on other shows in your network. But I know that, this practice, recently I just conducted a 21-day online program with 40 people who were participating. I was amazed. And we did a powerful Ho'oponopono process together, and I wanted to bring it into this show today because I saw how amazing it was for them, and I've gotten so much incredible feedback from them on doing this practice, although maybe emotionally a little bit, brings up some of that emotional hurt. But what it's doing is it's bringing it up to be loved. It's bringing it up to be released. And it's just a real simple practice of saying, it's like you said, you found yourself apologizing ahead of time, you know. What the words are so powerful, and we say them out loud. We say, I'm sorry. We say, please forgive me. And then we say, thank you, and we mean it. And then we say, I love you. So those are the four parts. And I thought we could do just like a little short Ho'oponopono process.
I think it's important to do whenever you're ready to do it.
Okay.
Because I want to say to folks, it's not just that I've heard that, but I was in relationship with somebody for 14 years who was born in Hawaii, lived in Hawaii, and so honestly, imagine this kid from the Bronx showing up in Hawaii. I mean, just have a reflective moment on that, right? But the beauty of that is what I've understood, everyone teaches it kind of the same, but not. So the fact that you're doing it today, I want to comment in two ways and like to do it when we come back from break.
Great.
One, it is a micro and it is a macro. Two, that last part, I love you, is one of the hardest things for anyone to say about someone they feel have harmed them, a government they feel have harmed them, a family they feel, a boss they feel, and it works. So how about we take a short break, and when we come back, everybody, please, just if you're driving, we're going to ask you to step aside. No, don't step aside. No, that's that. Just pull over for a minute or take a minute. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Rachel Chase. Very special show today in response to what Rachel does, seeing, feeling the energy, new level of awareness, becoming earth-centered, understanding the creative flow in each of us. And this is what Rachel Chase does to help people heal 24/7. Olivia, let's take a short break. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm so thrilled to be here. This show, by the way, is the Creative Empowerment Show with Rachel Chase, Invoking Radical Love. Before
you take us on a journey, Rachel. I want folks to know a number of things. One, how do they find out more about you? How do they find out about your healing work? And anything else that you have prepared, and I know you have, to help people move through this time. Yeah. I know you've got so much going on. I want to be Rachel when I grow up.
Oh, listen to you.
It's true, though.
Oh, Pat, you do so much. So many of us are such huge, wonderful gifts by having us here providing this work. So thank you. So folks can go to my website, rachelchase.com, and really everything is there. As far as how to connect with me, I'm doing free intention sessions with folks right now, which means that we get on the phone for 20 minutes and we hold space for whatever work or healing work or self-development work that you're doing right now. And we talk about, you know, things that might assist what you're going through. And I also have a process that I do called Beyond Quantum Healing. And this is a combination of past life regression and hypnosis and energy healing and connecting with your guides. And a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions about that. So I have a free info session on July 7th coming up around that. And, of course, on my Facebook page, Rachel Chase Creative Empowerment, you can always find all kinds of events and everything there. And then I also have this Saturday an online virtual retreat. It's a 5-part retreat with contemplative journaling, meditation, a little bit of yoga and movement, and art making. And anybody can do this. This is no experience necessary. You don't have to be an artist. But this is really to nurture and strengthen and deepen your personal healing process. And then I'll guide everyone through a vision quest, much like the Beyond Quantum Healing process, but as a group, and Yoga Nidra, which is a deeply relaxing and deeply healing guided journey. So that's this Saturday, and you can sign up on my website, rachelchase.com, on my events page. So
and let's just be clear, you don't need to know yoga.
That's right.
So people hear yoga and they're like, I don't know that. But that's not what you're talking about here.
Yeah,
this event is really different.
That's right. And, you know, what we're about to do right now is the type of thing you experience with yoga with me. It's just gentle movement of the body and breath to clear your energy. So, you know, there's so much going on right now. Our bodies are just storing it all inside, and we need to process it and release it and get our mind centered and access that source energy that's in all of us. So why don't we go ahead and do our Ho'oponopono now? Is that okay with you, Pat?
I would love to do that. I just want to mention to folks the date of the virtual retreat more time, and then we're going to mention it again.
Definitely.
But I just want to let folks know, put this on your calendar, please, right?
Yes, it's this Saturday, June 27th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
So you can do it at your own pace. If you pre-register, you'll get the replay link. So you could do it self-paced or do it all live with me this Saturday, either way.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready. Here we go. Rachel Chase.
So, again, if you're driving, I don't want you to do the guided meditation part, but you can internally still kind of internalize some of this forgiveness work. I'm not going to bring up a big T with a capital T for everybody right now. This is something that you can do for that, but this is a little introduction, and I'm going to talk first a little bit about energy healing and the importance of connecting with yourself, connecting with the earth, using your breath, and directing your mind like a lens. And that's how we really activate the most powerful force that you have to create, to forgive, to do this Ho'oponopono work, and that's your intention. And your intention is so powerful. And intention isn't blasé. It's not just, oh, I think I'd like this to happen. That's not an intention. An intention is with your whole being, you're present with, energetically, mentally, emotionally, the why. the why behind, W-H-Y. Why? Why am I doing this right now? What purpose is this serving for myself and others? And so, ho'oponopono. So, getting into that state where you can feel safe right now. And again, if you're driving, probably a good idea to pull over, like Pat said, and do this, or do it at a later time. And so I just want you to bring to mind a time when, and now this is going to be for you, and you can do this work for others as well. This is based on the work of a wonderful psychiatrist who worked in a psych ward for the criminally insane, okay? And he used this process to help heal them by simply doing his self-healing work in the presence of what they were going through. So this is all about that micro-macro, all right? So as we heal ourselves, we are healing our world. This is real. Okay, so you're going to bring to mind something that happened in your life that maybe kind of hurt your feelings, okay? And for me, I'm going to bring up that 12, 13-year-old self and think about that time when I felt betrayed. I really did. And so here's the crux. The first thing we do is we realize that this other person that we think hurt us or this event that we went through, we can simply say, I'm sorry, from a place of that conscious awareness that we are all in this story together, okay? And the I'm sorry doesn't have to be guilt, shame, and blame. It's from a place of true, just remorse for the situation having happened the way it did. Remorse for this other person who hurt another or the situation that was hurtful to you. So just bringing that up and sitting in the space of, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm so sorry. And the intention here is that state of now saying, please forgive me. And it doesn't matter who you're saying it to yourself, to the situation, to God, to the earth, to the cosmos, just saying, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And maybe a part of yourself automatically comes up to offer that forgiveness. And then you say, thank you. And the only way this is going to work is if we receive it. We have to be in receptivity for healing to work. So just open up your heart here. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And then take a breath and invite in that forgiveness and just say, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. And then sending this wave of unconditional love, okay? This is the energy of compassion that says, I love you. I love you. And this is an energy. It's coming from the infinite portal of your heart. I love you. This is tenderness. This is to send that kindness into the situation, to soften the edges to yourself, to them, to the situation, to God, to the universe, to the earth. However you connect with that, it's a vibration. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And then take a breath. Now, this is to complete the circle. Anytime we do an activity like that, we think of it as a ritual or ceremony. And in Native Hawaiian cultures, the stories that I've been told about it is that they create a circle around the people who've done the wrongdoing. Maybe the person who did something that we would punish them for in our culture. What they do is they consider it that the community has failed that person. that they feel that they have to go out and do these things, these terrible things. And if we can heal as a community and tell them, I'm sorry, I failed you. Please forgive us. Thank you. We love you. Imagine the kind of healing this whole world could be in if people weren't ostracized, right? Shamed, right? The whole punishment system that we have in our world, this whole concept of punishment is not working out, you know?
Yeah.
So how can we heal, really? Yeah. And this is the crux. And I know this is may have a lot of people out there saying, what are you talking about? But,
well,
you know.
And that's why I want to take a short break, because one of the things I want to talk with you, Rachel, is something I learned. It really took me a while to get this. But I had somebody I worked with that literally saved my life, really helped me through years of addiction. And one of the things he said to me, you know, Pat, there aren't many people that are going to tell you to do what I'm about to tell you to do. And he said, I'm going to ask you to be selfish. He said, this is going to be counterintuitive to humility, but there's one thing I need you to be selfish about. When we come back, we'll talk about what forgiveness is, what it isn't, and how it's all about you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Are we live? I was
hi.
I know, Rachel's like, I'm like, I didn't even hear it. I'm like,
here
Rachel
we are.
And I were like zoning out, like,
just holding meditative space for everyone.
Oh, good. I'm still kind of reeling from what you really took us through in the last. So it was kind of like I had this moment where, like, honestly, if I didn't see your picture on Zoom, I would have had a moment where, like, what am I doing right now? Am I, like, radio show? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Rachel, before we talk about this and sort of what I ended up the last segment with, I just want to keep reminding people what you're bringing to them on the weekend. If you don't mind, if we could mention it a couple times, that would be great.
Sure. Thank you. You know, I decided to create this online virtual retreat, okay? So these are the type of things that I've been doing in person for a long time, creating safe space for folks to come together and really put their intention and their awareness into a space and time that's just for you, you know, just for the attendees to really go into a bubble of time where it's all about you focusing on healing at that time. And when we do it as a group, it's so powerful. The shared energy and intention is so beautiful. And right now, with all that's going on, you know, my in-person events aren't happening, certainly not that way. So I thought, okay, let's start to do this online. And since I've been doing this 21-day journey with folks, I thought, oh, my God, this is powerful. People are really getting it, even though we're across the miles. But it's so interesting what's happening because you're in your safe space. You're in your home. So this virtual retreat is like clear your space, okay? Get out some pillows. Get out comfiness. Get out your journal. Get out some paper and some art-making supplies. You know, I mean, I know you may be thinking, gosh, this isn't the time to do something like this. No, this is the very time to do something like this, to take the time for you to heal and nurture yourself. So this Saturday, June 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 to 2 Pacific Time, I'm hosting a live online virtual retreat. And it's going to happen in 5 phases. We'll take little breaks just like we would if we were in person. And I'm going to guide you through a healing journey using meditation, mantra, a little bit of gentle movement. You could call it yoga, breath work, and a guided healing journey where you're going to access those places inside that are tuned into the energy of life to strengthen your inner spirit, to strengthen yourself, to really get that nourishment that you need energetically. So that's this Saturday. And if you want to sign up for it at a time, you can get the free replay, even if you can't do it this Saturday. So if everyone who registers can also do the replay.
I really appreciate you doing that because we are in times. I mean, how many times have you heard people say we're in uncertain times? We are beyond uncertain. We are in unprecedented times where every aspect of our calendar that we used 3 months ago needs to be revisited. And so I'm so glad you're doing it that way for the people that would absolutely want to do it, but for whatever any reason you could possibly think about, they can't. So thank you for really counting those people in.
Absolutely.
Rachel, before the break, I talked about a gentleman that literally saved my life. And one of the things he taught me, because he knew the only way he was going to get me to even listen without rolling my eyes about forgiveness was, he said, I'm going to ask you to do something selfishly.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to sweep the floors? What? And he says, here's what it is. I'm going to talk to you about all the things I've learned about forgiveness that my mother didn't tell me, and I would venture to say your mother didn't tell you. And he went on to say, if you can't wrap your mind around it for what we have come to know, the other person, he said, forgiveness is all about you. You, the one that has been wounded. And I said, how could it be about me? It's not about me. Okay, all my resentment, resistance. Can you hear me, like, going at him about it?
Yeah, what resentment? I don't know what you're talking about.
And he said this. He said, What I mean by that is forgiveness will remove the shackles. It will remove the bond that you made with your pain and your anger. It will remove the attachment you have for a past that you can't change. And he went on for like 30 minutes, and I'm like, by the time he was done, I'm like, come on, let's get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But that way, and then he ended up by saying this. Forgiveness that I learned, he's speaking now, the forgiveness I learned was not that we condone or approve an act.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't. But wouldn't you want to be free of its energetic hold on you? And, you know, at the time, I was really just a little baby trying to understand how I'm in my own way. But what do you make of what he said?
Mm, that's beautiful. I'm so glad he was there for you at that time.
Me too.
You know, and that's just it. All along the way, there are these angels, these people that come along in our lives to help us when we say help, when we're ready, you know. And it's beautiful. The idea of it's not about selfish that you don't care about other people. It's about I am you and you are me. And we are actually one. And we live in a field of energy and a field of connectivity. And when we're projecting that energy of rage and hate and resentment, essentially, there's a block that happens. There's a wall that gets put up. Imagine if I wasn't able to forgive my parents. I wouldn't have this amazing relationship I have with my mother and my father now, you know. And, you know, we're human beings. We've all gone through stuff. We all make mistakes, okay? Now, sometimes we bypass and we say, well, I know they make mistakes, but I'm fine. But there's maybe some hurt still there that you need to acknowledge. It's about acknowledging that there's hurt, first of all, and that it's coming from something that happened to you, but not living there in the victimness, not living in it, right? And when we live in it, then we're giving our power away. And those chains, those shackles, we shackle ourselves to it by not forgiving, by not allowing ourselves to let go of the resentment. No, it doesn't make the thing okay that happened to you. It's still an unfortunate thing that happened. It still hurt. It might still even hurt. Even after you forgive it, the hurt may still be there in a sort of sadness way, you know? Because, yeah, that's what compassion is. If we don't still feel that compassionately, then we're not acknowledging our connection. So it's complicated, isn't it? To be able to still hold space for the compassion, for the sadness of that story, of the hurt that's inflicted upon one, and also hold the space for, but you know what? It's time for me to let go of all that energy I've been putting out. That's a lot of energy. That takes a lot, and it puts stress on our systems, and it keeps us from being able to manifest that joy and happiness in our lives. And we can have a complicated world and still experience joy and happiness in our lives. I firmly believe that, because here I am experiencing joy and happiness right here with you while the world is seemingly on fire.
Well, you know, part of what you also talk about is, you do these beautiful guided meditations and visualizations, right? But there's something, there's a word you use that is becoming quite popular if you live in Seattle. other than the autonomous zone, right?
Yeah.
It's sovereignty.
Yeah.
And that is a word that people hear but don't quite understand it. And I know that, this is how you help us, you know, move through, you know, through invocation, move through, the energy of radical forgiveness and, in your words, strength.
Right.
And I think we have to put those words together because there's an outcome that we don't anticipate. But we're different, though.
Mm.
We're different, right?
Mm. Yeah, sovereignty. the thing about it is it's this awareness within ourselves that we have a place that we know is where we can tune into our true truth. What is it that we see from that level of awareness that says, I know this to be true in my heart. This isn't about what everyone else is telling me to think and believe. This is about what I know to be true. And that's your strength. So yes, today's invocation is for radical forgiveness. Radical forgiveness, right? So yeah, you know, what makes it radical? It's not just woo-woo. It's not just, oh, it's so easy to forgive. You're easy to forgive. No, this is hard. It's not easy. And if we can do this, then we break those chains and strength just rises up naturally. And again, that's that energy that's happening right now available to us through this amazing thing that's going on in the world today. So we can channel that energy and transmute it and shift it and turn it into this energy of forgiveness. So, yeah, let's go ahead and do that invocation today. What do you think? Okay, great. So, again, if you're driving, do this later. Okay? All right. So this is for all of us. Those listening, those watching, and those in the future listening and watching, and for all of those holding this intention around the planet that are ready to take our power back by releasing the hurt. So coming into your body with a deep breath, breathing in and out, and feeling into your feet, feeling into your chest, feeling into your head, feeling into your belly, and maybe even opening your palms up, face up, just to receive. And just receive this energy right now, this energy of compassion for everything that's ever happened for you, to you, everything that's ever happened in the collective. And that we're opening a portal right now. We're opening a portal. And through this portal, through the dimensions of time and space, through this portal comes a very special, beautiful light. And this is the light that awakens all of our hearts and our minds to the remembrance of ultimately our unity, our sovereignty as beings of love, compassion, and trust, that underneath everything lies the awareness of the deepest understanding that I am you, and you are me, and we are one. And feeling into your heartbeat and feeling into your breath right now, feeling into the sense in your belly, in your gut, breathing in and out down in your belly, doing a little belly breathing, placing one hand on your belly, feeling the warmth of your hand on your belly, a little belly massage, just to soothe those parts of yourself that need soothing. This is such a powerful part of healing, which is to soothe the parts of yourself, to ask those parts of yourself that feel wounded, what do you need? What is it that you need from me? How can I offer you a soothing breath? A message of reassurance. So you're doing this for yourself. You're giving yourself that reassurance. And then we open up. Just imagine this amazing, these are the longest days on the northern hemisphere, the longest days, the solar energy. Wherever you are on the planet, wherever you are in space and time, just imagine this beautiful golden light coming down into your body, carrying codes and information and downloads that will assist you with your process of that deep, deep forgiveness and compassion in your life for yourself and for others. So we can open our hearts and be receptive and drop our weapons of defense and resentment and allow that inner strength to come up from within and project that into the world, that true strength, that peaceful presence. And so it is. It is so. Thank you. We are complete. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Holding space with me for that.
So needed that.
Good.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for today, Rachel. Mm-hmm. I want to remind people of what the beautiful event you have prepared for Saturday and powerful. If you don't mind, one more time, just letting folks know about that.
Absolutely. Another aspect, as I mentioned earlier, this is a virtual retreat that you can do at any time. You can either participate live this Saturday, June 27th, 11 to 2 Pacific, 2 to 5 Eastern Time, through Zoom. It won't be interactive. You'll be, basically, I will be guiding you through this process. So you won't have your cameras on. This is a time for you in your home, in your space, by yourself or with your loved ones. You can do this together. And it's really super affordable. It's a pay what you can, $22, $33, or $44. So it's really, really affordable. I think we have about 20 people signed up now, so we have plenty of room left. And it's a guided healing journey with journaling, art making, very gentle yoga, breath work, meditation for clearing all of your chakras, and sound healing, too. So I'll have my crystal bowl, I'll do some mantra, and a guided yoga nidra at the end. These are all my specialities.
Wow.
I love doing all of this. So it's going to be really, really beautiful. So
I knew there was a reason I wanted you to mention it again. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, and thank you for all that you do, Rachel. Thank you so much for today as well. This is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I'm not kidding. You know, sometimes it's hard because people say, don't use the word need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, until there's a better word, I needed that today.
Right on.
Until there's another better word, I didn't know that I would want it. Mm. But, boy, I needed this hour with you. Thank you, Rachel.
You are so welcome, Pat.
Thank you, everybody. Please check it out. And I love those sirens, though. That is so cool. Wow, that brought me right back.
Here we are.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the alert sirens to let you know, yep, time to do some forgiving.
Rachel Tate.
I'm Dr. Pat. Benny, Olivia, and all of you, let's rock it. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Joining Dr. Pat live every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel activates your heart intelligence and sparks the flame of profound wisdom within you. To activate your heart or for more information, visit RachelChase.com.